God nature.
Amen.
So that you shall see vision.
Amen.
Oh, shall prophesy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They shall see visions of the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Visions of the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the working of the Lord in this hour. To the sons of men. Pouring out the Spirit upon them. That they may begin to comprehend the mystery of divinity, the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. Let every yoke be broken out here today. Hallelujah. Let the eyes be open. Hallelujah. Let the ears be open. And let the people behold your majesty. Because besides you, Lord, there is no other one. Hallelujah. We exhaust you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord gave me a song. I'm singing together. Say, magnify the Lord with me.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
A big white bar from the sky. Then the second vision was, he showed me a triangle. That's a triangle have three edges. This was what the Lord showed to me at this instant. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who have ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. God bless you. Amen. Before I go further, the Lord says you hug somebody here. My brother, come. Hallelujah. The Lord says you hug you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the revelation. Hallelujah. The Lord has been a very Christ of the land. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to come. Hallelujah. I want to come. My friend, no, my friend from Torino. Do you know him? Mr. Brother Abaseki. Brother Abaseki, you know him? Amen.
Amen.
I call him the fullness. His fullness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord wants to put, how I could open a new door for you.
Amen.
In this land.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I prophesy new beginnings in your life, for your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to sow. You begin to enjoy the food that you have sown.
Amen.
Over the years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord has given you a good heart. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, you are going to be lifted up in this land.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the days of laughter are coming. Hallelujah. Laughter. Everything that has been taken away shall be restored.
Amen.
Hundredfold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let this thing come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And then, you know, God bless you. Those of you can come out to this kind of place on a Saturday. It's not easy, is it? And I know there are so many activities now everywhere. Everybody's going everywhere. There's one activity after the other. And I tell you the truth, these activities cannot give you what? Life.
At all.
She you hear what I'm saying? Running here and there, new man of God, pastor, he cannot what? He cannot what? Give you
life.
That which will give you life is how you can do what? Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. I want us to realize that we have an orientation as men. We think that we can sacrifice to God and kind of win favor from God by our sacrifices. Is it? That is our mindset as men. We're trying to always what? Please God. Isn't it? We're always trying to, you know, do something to appease God. Like God is angry with us. Isn't it? God is watching out for us. Behind the curtain, isn't it? And God's work is to see where he's going to get you. Amen?
Amen.
God's work is to wait for you and at the end of the day say, I told you your day is coming. Amen?
Amen.
And that is the mindset of every man that is has fallen into the transgression of Adam. Because there's what they call a guilty conscience that has is awakening man in the transgression of Adam. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
This is echoing too much. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ came on the scene to abolish this sense of guilt that we have had as men and to establish us in our rightful inheritance as sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ did not come to do anything new. The Bible says that he came to testify of the truth. He came to do what? Testify of the truth. Now, understand something, that before there is a lie, there must be what? The truth. There is a saying that there is no smoke without fire. You see, you can look at the smoke as the lie. The truth is something that is original. After the truth comes the what? The lie. Praise God. And when Adam said that I am naked and hid from God, Adam received of the lie of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And I tell you, Adam's story is no different from our story today. Every man is running away from God. Or when they come to church, they try to burn sacrifices and incense unto one angry God. You see, a God who looks at them as sinners, but God is saying that who told you are what? You are sinners. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. In Psalms chapter 40 verse 6, it says, sacrifice and offering did not I desire, see, my ears have thou opened. Are you listening? God, you cannot appease God with sacrifices and offerings and try to do things, you know, to please God or something. You see, what you can simply do to please God is to what? Hear. He has given you what? A hearing ear to hear, because when you hear, you will begin an ascent into glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, now, when Jesus Christ climbed up upon the mountain of transfiguration, as he transfigured, he became a figure of light. And he was glorious. And what? A cloud covered Jesus. A glory cloud. There was a voice from heaven saying what?
This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
This is my what?
Beloved son.
Hallelujah. Do you want to hear that sound? Do you want to hear that voice?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you want to hear that voice?
Yes.
Do you know that if you hear that voice, that is all you need for your happiness in this life?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The power to move mountains and the power to prosper in everything is the realization that I always do the things that please God.
Amen.
Is the realization that I am what? Pleasing God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have had supernatural encounters whereby I felt that I could run from here to Milan in a second. Mm-hmm. I could do command, I could do all kind of things in those kind of dimensions. And God said that this thing is attainable for every man.
Amen.
Amen.
Because this is your what? Your inheritance in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the thing that guided our priest had about those children. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
You see, we have how many once these kind of meetings, you know? And let's go to just forget everything outside and let us concentrate. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what happened? There was a voice that guided Jesus up to that mountain. An inner voice, an inner unction that guided Jesus Christ up to that mountain when he transfigured. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the voice of the Spirit. John calls it the inner unction that is within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the voice of the Spirit that is here to redeem man back to his lost glory. Because that same thing that happened to Jesus upon the mountain of transfiguration is an experience that every child of God must have.
Mm.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Because Jesus Christ did not do that just to show off.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, God did that to show you your true identity. Do you think that you are flesh and blood?
No.
Do you think that you are the dust?
No.
Is God dust?
No.
Is God flesh and blood?
No.
You are not flesh and blood. You are not dust. But something happened along the line. You went to sleep. See, we all did what? We went to sleep. And in spiritual language, sleeping is like what? Death. Sit. And when you are asleep, what you see in that state is just idols. You don't see anything that is real anymore. Nothing like reality anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the day that you take up that tree, you shall what? Surely die. Adam went on for hundreds of years after, but was he alive? Spiritually speaking, he was what?
Dead.
He was dead. That's why he now began to look at God as an enemy. He was dead. That is why he now began to look for God as something that was without him. Paul said that alienated, that is separated from the life of what? Of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ, who represents the pattern child, the pattern for every man, every one of us, confessed that I and the Father are one. Now, there's a tendency to always think that, oh, well, that is Jesus. You see? But I want you to realize that Jesus Christ represents the true image of every man upon the earth today. Do you know that? We are called not to just praise Jesus in the sky, but we are called to be what? To be conformed to what? The image of Christ. And I tell you, Christ is not flesh and
blood.
Christ is not a human being. Christ, the true Jesus, is the one that they saw upon the mountain of transfiguration. It's a light body, a spiritual body, an invisible body, a boundless body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having the same nature of God. Because when God created man, it was like talking, not an offshoot of himself that he presented as man, because man is the image and the likeness of God.
Yeah.
But God,
amen.
Now,
amen.
Jesus Christ has come now to restore us back to that state that we lost in the beginning. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I know you pull it by the Lord. He said that we have all borne the image of what?
Of the
earthly. We all have what? Borne the image of what? Meaning that we have worked as ordinary human beings. We have worked as ordinary carnal men, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why we have fighting among ourselves. That's why we have differentiated competition among ourselves. You know, that's why we have bitterness, strife. That's why people can hurt us. Can you hurt God? Some of us have things that are hurting us for many years, so much distance to you, and you've been praying to God to help you, to heal you. Amen? Isn't it? You don't feel comfortable when you are not happy, isn't it? When you are angry with somebody, you don't feel it. You don't feel comfortable, do you?
Yeah.
And some people are praying and praying, God, give me the heart to forgive. Your deliverance is here today.
Amen.
And you know how your deliverance will come? By knowing the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The truth is originality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God says that you are not naked and you are perfect, God means exactly that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So the first man was earthly, of the dust, natural. James says that the natural man is what is devilish.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what is a devil? Do you know all men have the mark of the beast?
Yeah.
Do you know what the beast is? The beast is that serpent that crawled in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis chapter 2, 3, you know that?
Yeah.
That is the beast. The Bible says it was the most subtle beast in the garden, the most cunning beast. And when Adam started to fellowship with that beast, he received the what? The nature of a beast. Have you seen a snake on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
He crawls on the dust. He talks of the nature of a natural man. Devilish. See, a sinful nature, natural nature, and you cannot please God in the flesh. Paul says that those that are in the flesh cannot what?
Please God.
You cannot what?
Please God.
You cannot please God in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you walk deceiving yourself that you are flesh and blood, you cannot what?
Please
you
God.
Can't please God. Forget it. But you must have a revelation of my true identity. The one that God created in the image and in the likeness of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will continue now with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says that we are not allowed to read it. I want people to jot this thing down and go back to read them. You see, you know all these things I did, I was years of reading, meditation.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you'll be flowing like water. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says that we are born the image of the earthly. We shall also bear the image of what?
Heavenly.
The heavenly. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the image of the heavenly is what? Is the Lord from heaven. Did you ever write that? The image of the heavenly is the what? Is the Lord from
heaven.
But somebody says there is only one Lord.
Sir.
What do you mean by that? Am I going to be like the Lord? Yes.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Amen. God created you to be the express image of God. The brightness of what? Of his glory. When a man beholds a man, what you are supposed to be seeing is the what? Is the glory of God. Manifest in what? In the flesh. This is what Paul calls the mystery of what? Of godliness. God made manifest in the flesh in this natural realm, seen by men. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, when John wrote his book, 1 John, he's telling us the same. That thing which was from the beginning, that thing which was from the beginning in the bosom of the fire, we have what?
Seen it.
Our hands have
handled
it. We have touched it. That word of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That thing which is what? From the beginning. The beginning is synonymous with the truth. Beginning is what? Is truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has been made manifest for us. Not for younger. God didn't do that to make younger. He manifested that thing for us to understand. 1 John chapter 5 says that he has come to give us an understanding. That we are in him. That we are what? In him. That is in Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. He has come to what? Give us understanding. Do you know that we lost understanding? Have you heard of the thief and the robber? Jesus Christ said the thief and the robber, isn't it? He comes to rob and to steal. Now, what did he rob? What did he rob from you?
What did the devil rob from you? What did he steal from you? Did he steal your husband? Or your money or anything? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He stole your understanding. He robbed you of the knowledge of the glory that you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that men have been walking about in darkness, veiled in darkness, not knowing who they are, where they come from, and where they are going. But Jesus Christ says one thing: I know where I come from, and I know where I am
going.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today, understanding has come.
Amen.
Understanding is that light that is shining. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That light that is shining.
Amen.
And as the light shines in you, it uncovers the mystery of Christ in you. Christ is the image of God. Christ is the Son of God. Christ is the man that is Lord of God. God does not know you as a man. Your humanity is a false identity. There is only one name, and that is the name of what? Of Christ. The God. And every knee must submit to that name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That name is our exceeding great reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, the apostle John saw 144,000 upon Mount Zion. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that these men were redeemed. They were redeemed from what? From the earth. You know what it means to be the earth? To be earth, from the natural, from the world, from the devilish, from the dimension of men. You know you are not ordinary men. You are what? Sons of God. They were redeemed from the earth, and they stood upon Mount Zion. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said they had a lamb, the lamb was before them. The lamb of God was before them, and 144,000. These are those who allow the guidance of the Spirit to lead them away from the terrestrial back to the peace of Mount Zion, where God's dwelling is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Upon that Mount Zion, there is no such thing as a man. There is no such thing as a mortal man. All live by the name of the Father. That is why the Bible says that they all have the name of the Father upon their foreheads. One name. And they all sang what? One song. One name. One song. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Talk to your neighbor so that we are one.
We are one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are one. We have one name, one identity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we all are called by the name of the Lord. And somebody said, no, I'm not worthy of that name. You are. That is what you are.
Amen.
Truth cannot be taken away from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He has given us the blood of Jesus to destroy this sense of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, the blood of Jesus Christ comes to wash you from a defiled conscience.
Mm-hmm.
What? A defiled conscience. Because the real you is always perfect. The real you cannot sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The real you,
amen,
is the brightness and the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
All a man will ever need is to awaken from the dead to know the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So when you hear the things like the rapture, because the rapture will actually take you back to Mount Zion. When you look on the natural, when you see a mountain, don't you see cloud upon the mountain?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When Noah, you know what Noah's story is, another prophetic story. I wrote a book on Noah, which when the commentators read it in America, they said they've never seen this thing before. This thing they read when they were children, that they are shocked. What? That story of Noah, Jesus Christ said that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Or in the days of the unveiling of Christ in you. Hallelujah. His coming is in you.
Amen.
His coming is what is in you.
Amen.
So awaken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, somebody say, cannot be. After all I've done, you know, make yourself a God. And move on. Hallelujah. You must receive this free gift of righteousness from God. Receive this free gift. Hallelujah. Praise God. Receive it. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Noah ended up on top of a mountain. His ark, isn't it?
Yes.
And at the end of a sign upon in the cloud, what was the sign? A rainbow. God was trying to show that Noah is a type of you and I who has united back in the glory cloud of God. Hallelujah. We must understand spiritual language because we cannot read the Bible with natural minds and understand what God is saying. Jesus Christ said, well, he said, search the scriptures. You think that you have life in them. You know some people when you read the Bible, before you say they will call you open for you. You are lying, nothing. No, they don't know. Dodo, you know what you don't know. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
But God, I tell you the truth. The people that killed Jesus Christ, they killed him based on what they were reading in the Bible.
Yes.
You know that? Because they were reading the Bible with a calm mind, that's why they could not understand what Jesus was coming to say. And they killed him based on the scripture. And today they are still killing him. But some places are going to be the welcome. Some places are going to be the God is on me forever. Because they want to use the letters to reason with me.
Exactly.
But Jesus Christ said, send the scriptures, send them if you want. He cannot give you life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scriptures testify of me. The scriptures testify of me. The scriptures testify of me. If you read them by the Spirit, they testify of the Christ. If they testify of your true identity. They testify of your mystery, the mystery of your oneness with God. That's what the scripture talks about. From Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know what? Jesus Christ, they came to ask him, how does the kingdom of God come? You know what Jesus Christ told them? He said the kingdom of God is where? It's within you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you people still looking at something in the sky up to today?
No.
Upon the fact that this is even there in the Bible. People are not still getting what the Bible is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Your salvation, your hope, the pope of your calling is to know the Christ that you are, that is in you. To know yourself the way your Father God knows you. That is the hope of your calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why he says, wake up, wake up. Thou that sleepest, wake up. And you will know that you are the brightness of his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not a failure. You are not a seeker. But you are the brightness of the glory of what? Of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. Speak that thing, baby. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to see something. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you know, I only read it now, but something you must know. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says that the Spirit of God has been given to us for what? So that we can know the deep things of
God.
Now the Spirit of God is not given to you to teach you mathematics or how to make money or how to get better or how to catch husband.
Exactly.
Or how to cast out devil. That is part of it. But what I'm trying to say is that the fullness, what the Spirit of God is giving to you, is so that you can understand the deep things of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Do you know, before now, we have only understood the things of men. Before now, we have only been living by the understanding of what? Of men. Get to the army, Satan. Thou knowest not the things of God, but the things of what?
Men.
Of men. Men. The wisdom of men, the understanding of men, is the understanding of Satan. It lacks understanding. It is not aware of the things that be of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that is why they killed Jesus Christ. Is it in there? He said that had it been they knew, they would not have
killed him.
So you can see that those people had good intentions. They were reading the Bible, the letter. They were chopped letter like goat. The letter killed it. It is the Spirit of God that does what?
Life.
Gives you life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to change our mindset. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Eyes have not seen, neither has ears heard the things that God has reserved for them that love Him. But these things today are being revealed to us by His Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I can preach certain things for you today simply because I listen to the Spirit of God, not because I'm better. The Spirit of God is present for every man.
Hallelujah.
God is not a respecter of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see my posters in town, you see Pastor Trevor Egata, prophetess. All this one is just for people to come, not because we are all what brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I just put pastor just to you know. Otherwise they will not listen. Amen.
Amen.
We are all what?
Brethren.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know the work of the pastor is to lead people back to their origins in God.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Not to sit down over the people of God.
No.
That's not what the pastor is sent for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A brother of mine called me one day and said, but why is it that?
Hey.
I observed that you don't like to be called pastor. Why is that you don't? And I showed him in the Bible where Jesus Christ, when he was taken up, you know what he told the disciples? I go to my father
and your father.
And your father. My God
and your God.
And your God. We are all
one.
We are all preaching. We are all one in God. If Jesus Christ can make that statement, he's now trying to reveal to us that we all came out of God. And we all must return back to God.
Amen.
If we want fulfillment in this life, we must learn to receive from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Patience.
Amen.
And we, yes, there is turbulence outside. At times, money, the pocket, the bag at times. Yes.
Exactly.
At times, family problem. At times, yes, but with God, we are more than what
compared us.
Hallelujah. God can show us the way, escape way.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at me using hotel. Maybe when people come in your hotel and I'm paying big money. Ask my wife, we break one night that we want a hotel. Hallelujah. Before
yeah,
I knew it, God sent one brother.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah,
and said, I've got a place for you in a hotel.
Yeah,
that is like free for you.
Yeah,
and just within the space of 2 weeks of that prayer, I didn't know how it's going to happen. Because when my wife saw the vision, the prophecy that the Lord says he will do it, I didn't understand when this kind of thing, how it will happen. You will
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
praise God.
Yeah.
Now, why did God provide me this place? Because He wants His word to be heard.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let my people go. Let my people be what? Set free.
Set free.
God wants His people to know the truth. That's what He's interested in. That is all. He's not interested in religion. He has given you what? Here. You cannot please God as a man. Your sacrifice, your tithe, your this and he cannot do nothing. It's just a waste of time. What will please God is what? A hear. He has given you what? An ear. A hear to hear. Mind how you hear, O Israel.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. It's how you hear that will cause you to become aware of your inheritance in God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can begin to step into a realm and begin to reign in life right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that in the days, the hour, by the what? In that grace.
The voice of the Son of
God. But just about they will do what?
Yeah.
Those in that grace what?
Yeah.
We hear
the voice
of what?
The Son of God.
If you're waiting for any physical voice, you will wait time. It's a spiritual voice. It's deep calling to deep.
Yes.
Don't you want their graves? Who are the people in their graves? It's we all who are in our graves in Adam.
We
all. We are all in our graves in Adam.
Amen.
Suffering and struggling for survival. Dog eat dog. Mm. All the things we've done as men. Running up and down looking for help, but nothing. No helper. Tongues and thistles you reap their night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the hour cometh, when those who are in their graves, when corruption is feeding on them, those who are in their graves died in their sins and in their trespasses, they shall hear the voice of the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they begin to comfort.
Amen.
They begin to comfort. Hallelujah. Amen. I want the comfort. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You want the comfort? You know who you see? It's the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are the express image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said, let us make man like us. God did not create any other type of man. Hallelujah. Sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are gods. You are gods. Hallelujah. But you shall what? You shall die like men.
Amen.
Why do you die like men? Because lack of what? Understanding. But thank God, He has come to give us the understanding today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The hour comes when those who are in their graves, like Lazarus. You know Lazarus heard the voice?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lazarus heard the voice. And he came forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that before Lazarus came forth, Jesus Christ said that I am the resurrection.
I'm the life.
This means that the Lazarus that comes out from the grave is no longer Lazarus, but Christ. Christ is the image and the likeness of God. That is you and I. Every man. Amen.
Amen.
I am the way, the truth,
and the life.
No one
goes to
what?
The Father.
What by?
Me.
No man rediscovers the glory of God except he rediscovers the secret of himself, because you are the Christ. Are you listening? Christ is in you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came to remind us of the Christ word in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Your confession of Christ is what would save you. You don't need to wait for any fear anymore. Do you know that? As you have heard this message today, right now you begin to exercise yourself in what? In godliness. Exercise yourself in what? In Christ. Feel free. Don't let men deceive you. Don't let pastors deceive you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Be free. Walk in your liberty as what? A son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? When John saw Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says that what? John was taken up into heaven and he heard what? A voice like what? What did the voice sound out?
Like many water.
No, the first time he heard it.
Like
a what?
Like
a trumpet. He heard the voice of Jesus like what? A trumpet. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We will hear something today. He heard the voice of Jesus like what? A trumpet. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know in the spiritual language, communication is referred to as the voice of a trumpet? Amen.
Amen.
That same voice that Jesus Christ used to call Lazarus. Lazarus, comfort, is a trumpet. Your mouth is what?
A trumpet.
A trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know when Jesus, when God was coming down on Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, there was trumpet that was sounding for days while the children of Israel gathered around Mount Sinai. And when God came down with clouds. The trumpet is the communication of God. The communication of what? Of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Do you know why it is called the last trumpet? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I think when you don't know the truth, finish. Nothing again, Abby.
Yes. Yeah.
All the other trumpets are what? Silent. Forever. That's why I call the word the last trumpet. It's the voice of truth awakening men back to the mystery of day and death. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
One of the bandit them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That is the last word. Trumpet. Come to annul the many, many voices that have deceived you and kept you bound all these years. Traditions of men, traditions of religion, all these things have tied you down and made you to be a weak nobody, living in fear, living in lack, thinking that you are nobody. But as you hear the trumpet, hallelujah,
amen, amen,
you begin to come forth from the realm of the dead.
Amen.
And you begin to know that I and the Father are one. You begin to walk in that name that is eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to walk in the name of the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the last trumpet. And every man must submit to this last trumpet. If you want peace and joy, if you want a good, peaceful life and enjoyment, if you want to enjoy the Garden of Eden, if you want your desert places to be turned into a Garden of Eden, all you need to do is to be still and hear the voice of the trumpet. That's all. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make all your enemies what your footstool. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Hallelujah. Death is not of God. Hallelujah. The last enemy is the what? To be is death. And death is taken away as men begin to hear and know the mystery of their true identities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are eternal.
Amen.
You are light. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he has brought to light immortality and life. Through what?
Through the gospel.
Do you hear this in church? You can't hear this in church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, one reverend one time invited me to one church. He made a mistake to invite me. After the meeting, the man, my wife was, he called to us, he called and said, man. He said, do you know that big men of God have met God? You said, they don't know this thing. He said, man. My wife was there. He said, I've never seen this thing before. You know who are you? Don't you? Nobody knows you. How come you know? What do you? He was shocked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is how it is when you begin to listen to the voice of the Spirit. When Jesus Christ appeared, they wondered, where did this one come from? Who be this one again? Hallelujah. Why? Because he was in his closet hearing the voice of the Spirit. And that is what we all ought to do as Christians.
Yes.
Too much running around, too much activities, they wear you out.
Mm-hmm.
Wear you out. You can't get to God by activities.
Mm.
See it? Hallelujah. One man of God is going to town. You prophesy that your name is this. Somebody without giving eternal life.
No. That's all.
And they carry up and they play with you people up. They talk with you people. Amen.
Amen.
They play with you people up and down. You allow people to talk with you. Don't you know you're children of God? Say, Father, speak to me. He's your Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You don't need any intermediary to know God. Speak to me, Father. Let me know you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has reserved a place for every man. Every man here. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He said, where I am is where you will be.
Awesome.
You don't have to die to get there. You can begin to experience omnipotent power right now. Amen. You can begin to experience the divine right now.
Amen.
You don't need to die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All you need to do is to hear the truth. And as you hear the truth, all the veil is destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For it says that in the last days, the veil that is over the nations shall be what?
Destroyed
forever. And death shall be what?
Swallowed up in victory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No more death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more death.
Amen.
No more sorrow.
Amen.
You can live a life of joy, peace, right now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the last trumpet sounding, and the people begin to hear the voice of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And they begin to awake once more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We begin to know that we are one. Amen.
Amen.
We begin to appreciate each other more and more, isn't it?
Amen.
I begin to know that I am one with her. Amen.
Amen.
I begin to know I'm one with him. Amen. I begin to know that we all share one identity, one glory. Hallelujah. We begin to know our oneness with the Father. And things begin to fall into place in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Desert places shall be turned what? Into pools of water, into a garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you must know the mystery of I, the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You must know the mystery of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He said, when if you begin to speak my words, when you begin to walk as me, you begin to speak my words, and you begin to do my things that I do, and your darkness shall be like what? The noonday. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And your soul shall be like a well water garden. You go to shout. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we have the Spirit to teach us the deep things of God. We don't reason like men anymore. We don't look at things carnally anymore, but we begin to see things according to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So those who have problems with lust, weakness in the flesh, all these things, it's not simply because we are not hearing the truth. When we begin to know the truth about who we are, you begin to overcome certain things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All these things, you begin to live, you don't need to struggle. They will just leave you because it's not you.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So people are trying to bind devil, but you know, you just wake up. When you wake up, you will not say no devil did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has risen. Take Jesus far above what? All powers. Hallelujah. And we are what seated in that place. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We are what? Seated in that place. The clouds represent the glory of God. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And we are all being caught up into that cloud as we hear the voice of the trumpet in his hour, the shout of the archangel. There's an awakening in the land today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't look out for signs. Jesus Christ said, don't look at what?
Signs.
Because you will not see anything.
Amen.
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 Just look at. Look with it. Amen.
Amen.
And experience the thing that the Lord has is given to you in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where's Pastor? Is he going?
No.
Can you call me? All these holy ministers. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let us make a confession together, brethren. Can we stand up? It is better right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, understanding.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let there be light, shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what?
Justified freely.
We are what?
Justified freely.
So take this thing by force. Amen.
Amen.
The kingdom of God was suffered violence. And the violence of what?
Amen.
Take it by force. Take it by force. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take it by force. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Confess the Christ in you.
Amen.
Confess the Christ in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's no longer I, but what?
Christ.
No longer I, but Christ, the Son of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am among the 144,000 upon Mount Zion.
Amen.
In that glorious cloud.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hearing that voice saying that you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Death has been swallowed up in victory forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah.
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 Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The solution to the problem of mankind is not by our man-made methods, but by hearing the voice of the trumpet in this hour.
Amen.
The voice of the trumpet is what is relayed to the seven churches of the seven in the book of Revelation. That one voice is related to the seven churches. God, Jesus Christ told John, write down this thing that you hear and you see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Write them down and send it to what?
Seven churches.
So that they can hear and comprehend the mystery. How many of you read this book that I wrote called The Seven Trumpets? How many of you read it? Who read it here? Now this book, it reveals the mystery of the Christ in you. Because everything, the seven trumpets reveal how you just go back to your throne and sit down, can't be at the right hand of the Father. In fact, upon the Father's throne itself, sit down, ruling and reigning. Everything is out to get back there, everything is there. These are things that I got by what? Divine revelation. I had it experientially, hallelujah, over the years. God has shown, but I ran away for many years too. You know, when you hear some of these things, they are so shocking that you begin to wonder who will hear you. But ask my wife, she's here. Over the years, anywhere I went, they said, God showed you something, you have to say it. That's why, those of you who knew me in the past, that's why I was doing those things. I was hiding. Amen.
Amen.
Why are you looking so holy? Everybody's looking so holy as if you don't understand. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want you to get a copy. You want a copy, sister? You will get a copy, €5 after the service. Get a copy. If you don't have money, you can always write your name down, whatever. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll be greatly blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, God bless all of you.
Amen.
And can you sit down, please? We're waiting for. Okay, he's here. Okay. Can we sit down, please? We're running up, eh?
Thank you.
Can you sit down? So now I'm going to be having these meetings normally on a monthly basis or once in 2 months. Amen.
Amen.
And you can see that we are closing now. Isn't it? Don't you like it?
Amen.
We keep to time, and we want people to come along the next time and bring friends. Amen.
Amen.
So who can hear the word of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us all share and fellowship with the word of truth. Praise God. Let us invest time on the things that pertain to God more than any other, because every other thing is what?
Temporal.
It's passing away.
Temporal.
Everything is what?
Temporal.
Everything is what? Passing away. Everything.
Passing away.
But there's one thing that will remain.
Word of God.
And we are one with that word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let us hold on to the thing that is real. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Blessed be your name, Father. As we go back right now, we pray that the glory cloud will follow your people. Teach us to stay in your presence and to receive from you continuously. In hearing that we are healed from every problem of the enemy. Nothing is too much from you. Hallelujah. We pray for the finances of you here.
Amen.
You heal their finances.
Amen.
For breakthroughs in every aspect of their lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who have problems in their marital lives, health problems, and everything, we commit all these things in your hands, oh God. Let your spirit flow over them like a wind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And destroy everything that is not of God in their lives. Thank you for the word in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the love of God.
Amen.
And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, hold on, hold on, please.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we are praying, there's a tree of life. Is a form of a light, or is a tree, and have branches with a glow fluorescent light. That's what the Lord is showing you right now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to partake of the tree?
Yes.
It's a message to the church in Ephesus. To those that have come, I will grant them to partake of the tree of life. Amen.
Amen.
That same tree of life that we were driven away from in Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's share the grace together. Not only me, but the grace.